Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Good evening, people. Welcome to another evening on Virgin's Talk Radio. Don't really get started early today. I'm sure everybody got a lot of excitement and call-outs they want to make with the two grudge races that's coming up next week. So we're going to kind of get started a little different today. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I want to kind of give an apology for as with the Twix race last week. We had some rain to come in and kind of messed up things, but I'm kind of at a standstill now for as another date. Makeup date this would be the second one, but what I may end up doing is perhaps doing another makeup date around the first week in December, I think, just to kind of see how that would go. Nothing in plain thing, that's just an idea, but at the same time, I feel like with the races going on in October, I think that'll be sufficient enough, maybe come in December with one. Hopefully, things can get worked out. But just a list of races that we got coming up for this week. We got a race down at No Problem Raceway, I think, this weekend. I think it's a grudge fest. They may have some class races as well. I was hoping that when Chris came on and kind of gave a brief description about it. I know we got the race next weekend, October 13th, down there. Vidalfa's a big grudge race that's coming up. And also, we got another Texas grudge race, the finals, that's going on as well over in Texas, in Kennedale. So I'm thinking from each end of the town, you know, for the people that's not going to the Vidalfa race, if you're close to in the Texas area, I'm sure you feel free, if you don't mind doing a little traveling or whatever, then either hit the Texas or the Vendosa race. With that being said, here we going to kind of go. I got a question to kind of ask the racing fans tonight, and I'm going to see what you all guys say. I heard some old guys talking about this, and the issue that they was bringing up, they was like, is grudge racing becoming a game of too many rules, stipulations, a race stopping lane, which is, I always thought it was run what you're wrong and hope you're wrong enough, but it's just becoming a thing of the past. What do some of you guys think for is, the too many stipulations that they're putting into the grudge racing game? Is that one reason why a lot of the grudge racing is not really kicking off because of the stipulations and the rules and stuff that they had in place? Because I'm back 10, 15 years ago, I remember all these stipulation stuff. You know, it was like basically show up to the track and you race. So anybody kind of want to brief hit on that topic there for a second. We're going to take a few minutes and kind of talk about it. At this time, you can raise your mic and I'll unmute you, and you can kind of tell us how you feel about it. The question again was, is grudge racing becoming a game of too many rules and stipulations? Do we have anyone on here want to express a touch on that subject? Okay, well, we'll move on. Any call-offs or any races lined up for the Vidalsa race? I know a lot of people have been talking online. I'm sure we should have somebody on here that can give us a rundown or want to make a call out to anyone. Or... Okay, none at this moment. What about Texas on the 13th? Okay, we will move along. Grudge racing. What do you think with some of these tracks? Are they going to the extreme for as treating the fans and stuff all right, or is it just more of a, you know, coming there and not really putting the whole effort to the, to keeping the track or whatever, cup or whatever? I know some of you all guys probably ran into situation like that as well. What are some of your ideas for as talking with the promoters of their track owners for improving their program? Or do you think that any of these tracks can improve, or can they do something to kind of aid to help, or just continue to do what they're doing? Next topic, Mr. Custom Cut. I know a lot of people have been taking some jabs at him out there, so how many people out there think that Custom Cut is really going to show out on the 13th here? We got one caller, 0655. Your mic is unmuted. 0655, your mic is open. Your mic is open. Okay, back to the custom cut thing. He said that he had two or three races locked in. I think I'm hoping Price is going to come on and kind of verify, and we can get this ball rolling. But he said he had about two or three. How many people think that Custom is going to show up on the 13th at Valdosta? I know a lot of talk has been going online for us with them going back and forth. We got one caller, 6212. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this JC, I represent the Custom Cuts crew. Damn right, we're going to show out this weekend, next weekend.
I got you. So how many races Custom Cuts actually has locked down? I know he was saying something about two or three, maybe.
It's two confirmed. Might be three, four, whatever. It's whatever. If they come next weekend, they're going to get ran next weekend. That's all I got to say.
All right. I heard that. One race he was talking about coming straight out the trail or something. Is that still...
We can come straight out the trail. It don't matter. And I ain't trying to make nobody scared. But we can come straight off the trailer. That's when we run our best time, straight off the truck.
Okay.
So we ain't never scared of that.
I got you.
It's just everybody else be waiting all day to race. We come there to race. That's what we come there to do. You know, some people come there to do, they come there to look at chicks, they come to pop bottles, they come to talk shit, whatever, but we come to race, and that's what we come to do next weekend. We come to race, we ready to chop some heads off and show them what time it is so we can put everybody to bed. We can tuck them in and say bed bye-bye.
So what's your prediction for as the number of races you think that's going to, I don't think you think everybody's going to wait around last minute, or you think
that people actually... you had a council complain about this and complain about that. So we might get one race kicked off early, but the rest of the races, everybody's going to be sitting around waiting on what everybody else do, you know. And we ain't scared to pull up at the line. Pull up at the line and let's get down the track. That's what we came to do. Don't be scared. Just pull up. That's all I got to say. Just pull up.
I understand that. Good luck to you and your camp, man. I have of obligations, I think, to be over in Texas that weekend. But if things will never, you know, go for whatever I may feel about it. But in the meantime, here we got one more caller here. I think this is Cruel. It's 1746. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Chris? What's going on, JC?
What's happening, Wolf?
Yeah. I just want to clear some things up. I'm coming on the air tonight with a heavy heart. I got some good news and I got some bad news. I got a call from North Carolina today about two races, some information about two races. I just wanted to share it with everybody. I never been in a situation before where I knew about a death before it actually happened. Next week, in Valdosta, Little C and Tackle Box will get buried at Valdosta. My mechanic called me today and told me Black Caesar is sitting on go. We can come straight off the trailer on Saturday of next week. So I'm planning on putting Little C out of racing. Tackle Boss, if you get in the way, I know you're listening. If you get in the way, I'm going to put you out of racing, because either we're going to beat you and embarrass you or we're going to break you. So whatever y'all want to do, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth and start calling out a whole bunch of races. But those two races, I guarantee they will go down. One of them is locked in. Actually, Little C is supposed to be on the night to officially lock it in. And Tackle Boss, he's still talking to Randy about the coming off the truck in the pot. But as far as people on the internet talking about we won't race, that's probably true when my bike ain't right. But we fresh out the shop. We coming to race. Y'all in my backyard. We welcome you to Georgia. Come on and get some.
Real tough words. I mean, sure we're going to have a few to come out and kind of take that challenge. I don't know about Tucker Boxing and me, but, you know, they always come on at the last hour. Take the minute to see if my co-host, Ms. Erica, is online. Erica, if you're there, please say something.
Hello.
What's going on, Ms. Erica?
Nothing much. Just calling in, see what's going on. But I got a question for Custom Cut. Custom Cut.
What's going on?
How come every time I get on the line, you on the line?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe we got some lines crossed. I don't know. Nothing much. Are you coming next week?
Of course. Wait. We're talking Douglas, yeah. Right?
No, Valdosta. Next week.
Oh no, I'll be Valdosta on the 13th.
Okay. All right. That's what we want. What camp are you going to be representing? I mean, the camp that you will be posted beside, which camp is that? Will it be Lil C, Tackle Box, anybody else? Who camp are you going to be posted
with? Let me ask you a question. Do you got a big old Kool-Aid smile on your face right now? You sound like you asked that question with confidence, what I was going to say.
Well, I just want America to know.
Well, I'll put this out here like this. I'm gonna put it out here. I'm gonna go to Valdosta on the 13th, and I'm gonna run my bike, so I will be by myself. However, I do roll with you, Cece, because you have my back. Not too many people have my back. You know what I mean? I always have your back because you have my back. So I will be up there on the line with you. We're gonna do this.
All right.
Hey,
Huh?
Erica, make sure you bring your black veil and your black vest and your black dress, because as CC already said, it's gonna be some death next weekend.
Oh no!
Yeah. It's gonna be a funeral. So I want the net over your hat, hanging over your face, and wear the high heels, the black dress, Chris. I want you to buy a suit. Well, you're not going to come.
I'm not going to be able to come.
Well, I send some ashes towards you, and you just dump them in some water over there, in the bathtub or somewhere. Just dump them in the bathtub.
So who are you laying to rest? Who's going to be laid to rest?
Little C representing DDR and Tackle Box representing whoever you represent, you know, Big Mouth. But I got a call out from Speedy on Psychobike. Speedy, if you're listening or anybody from the camp, if one of those racers back out and you want to do something, if you come, I would do something, but I'm not going to get crazy with the bread. I will race you because you're cool and you're real humble. I will race you, and hopefully I can embarrass you. If not, I get embarrassed, but I will race you. If one of the races back out, I will honor a race with you since you're coming out south.
Dang.
And plus, my mechanic told me today we should cover you anyway, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
It sounds like it's going down on the 13th.
My backyard, yeah. It's going down. Yeah.
Jay, what are we going to be doing down there, Jay?
Well, I'm going to be staying focused. The word for that week is focus. Oh, and I wanted to put this out there, too. I've been on this strict diet for like 2 weeks. I am down to a whopping 142.
That's sick.
Withdrawals on.
That's
sick. I'm sorry, that's sick. Wow. Yeah. But Chris mentioned something. Chris, what was your question for
tonight about grudge racing? I was just asking about grudge racing. I said there's too many rules and stipulations being placed into the grudge racing game. And because I know back in the day when racing really was taking place, you know, a lot of people just basically showed up and run what they brought, you know, and hope they had enough.
Right, right. I never, as far as like me matching up with somebody, I never question a guy's weight. As far as like if somebody pulled up and say Jeremy Teasley riding my motorcycle, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I never got into matching weight, matching this, matching that. Cause I'm not a heavy person, so I really don't care. You know, but the only thing about it, some of these guys know you got them covered, so they're throwing any kind of excuse out there. To kill the race.
Does it really, really, really matter? I mean, I could see putting somebody 140 pounds against somebody that's 220. You know, that's just like crazy. But is weight really a big issue in grudge racing? Because you can make up for it in horsepower.
I think if you don't overdo it, I mean, I wouldn't want to be out there 300 pounds and try to race somebody 140. But I think.
Right.
80-pound difference is not that much. 40-pound difference is not that much. But I think, okay, now, if I'm on a 600 and you on a 1,000 and I need an advantage, yeah, weight doesn't matter. But when you got a Busa, grudged out Hayabusa, matched up with another grudged out Hayabusa, no, come on, that horsepower. Horsepower's going to take over and the night.
Right.
It's
pride. It's pride. Pride standing in the way. That's all it is.
Right.
I mean, you know, and it's a bunch of it's a bunch of babies out there in grudge racing now. It's a bunch of babies with bikes. That's all it is. It's a bunch of babies with bikes that don't want to get embarrassed. And half of it, they don't want to lose their money. But I believe it's more so not wanting to get embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I pull myself away from the table and I slow up. I don't eat no red meat. I don't eat all that stuff. So if you got a problem with Jeremy Teasley or with Custom X or with this person or that person, stay away from the table.
Oh, you really going by Custom X now?
Yes, I'm throwing away my slave name. I'm throwing away Cuts.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Cuts is gone. It's X. Custom
X. This is real. I thought it was a joke last week, but this is real.
Yes. So at the track, at the start line, when I turn on both bugs, I want you to hold up an X. You cross your arms. Just like an X. Everybody's going to hold up an X. When it go down, we're going to cross them out, Erica. We're going to cross them out.
I got you.
Yeah, we're going to cross them out. Shoot.
Ain't nobody chiming in? I mean,
yeah, we got
like
two guys.
It's the only four of us having a conversation together. We need to get some fucking in. So what's that?
Actually, we got a few. I'm opening mics up now. 1161, your mic is open.
Yo, what's up, Chris? It's Papa Doc.
What's going on, Chris?
I hear you. Hey, I just got a quick thing I got to disagree with Custom Cuts on about the size. About a 140-pound rider and a 220-pound rider. It, you know, there's nothing fair about that at all on two equal bikes.
Are you talking about grudged out bikes, or are you talking about stock bikes straight off the showroom floor?
Off of grudge bikes, period. I mean, you can't take a 140-pound rider and match them against a 200-pound 40 rider on two identical grudge bikes. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm 210 pounds. So, and I got a little guy that rides my bike from time to time, and there's always a tenth and a half difference in IET.
Okay, now I'm gonna answer this two different ways. Now, I don't never look at my ticket when I do a shakedown. I look at my ticket, but I don't go off of that because when you get in a grudge race, you rarely run the time that you ran in the shakedown. I don't care who you are. You rarely run that time, and a lot of times it be slower than your shakedown. You know,
I agree with you on that.
Now, a 140-pound rider, if I had a guy ride my bike that was 210 and I got horsepower and I don't spend my money right, because there's no two identical grudge bikes out there. I know before he set his butt on my motorcycle, I know my machine is right. He's not even going to do 20% of the work. All he's going to do is just basically just let go of a button and get it down the track. My bike gonna do all the work, so I trust my machine, and weight really don't matter. If you think it matter, I strap a 50-pound bag on my bike, on my back, next week and run. Talk about the little thing. It don't matter.
Yeah, but see, you can't strap weight onto your body. And do that. I mean, you know, body structure. A 200-pound dude. There's so much other stuff that takes place that makes it difficult to race a 140-pound rider. So it ain't just the weight you can throw on your back and say, all right, well, we're close to the same weight. I mean, your body structure and frame, the smaller you can get up under the sheet. All that shit accounts for something.
Okay, if you watch ADRL, Pro Extreme Motorcycles, if you look at every one of those riders, they almost 210, 220, or 230. They're big riders. But you also got Billy Bowles that was out there. He's not out there anymore. Carlos Wilkerson, they're like 180. But it don't matter. It do not matter as long as you got that horsepower there to carry that.
To carry that rider. But you kind of can't really compare ADRL Pro Mod to a grudge bike.
You can't, but you can't
because I mean there's two, you know, I mean they're throwing everything they got at their bike, you know, by the 60-foot. I mean everything they got is thrown into it.
That's too hard.
And they only run an eighth of a mile. I mean, yeah, it's not a significant difference in the eighth mile, but quarter mile weight's gonna always play a factor.
Okay, let me ask you this: if we go to the Chevrolet dealership and get two Chevrolet trucks, and I get in that truck and you get in the other truck and we race on the track, do you really think weight's gonna matter then?
I don't know about no Chevrolet truck. I don't know. I ain't never had a Chevrolet truck, so I don't know. I mean, you asked me something. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm talking about as motorcycles. I know make a difference because we've done it, but I can't say if the way to make a difference in two Chevrolet trucks. I don't know.
Yeah, but y'all. Okay, well, if you think weight make that much difference, keep paying the rider that you got riding your bike and.
No, I don't know. But the question was about, you know, why everybody, I mean, back, I've been around for a long time. So back when a lot of people were racing, there wasn't as many small riders as there is that. So your average riders back then, Shine and Johnny were probably, and Chip and Ryan were probably some of your smallest riders, you know, from around this area. And,
right.
You know, so you just didn't have a lot of small jockeys now, you know, everybody that gets on the bike is 105. I've seen from 105 to 140. You know, okay, just, you know, everybody has a rider. So that cut the 180, 190-pound riders, they kind of cut them out because they it's not a big disadvantage on a nitrous bike, but
right.
It's going to be a big difference on a motorbike.
Okay,
but
now.
But there is a difference, though.
Now, the race with tackle box, you know tackle box is what, like 210, 220? Okay.
Nah, because he said he told me it was like one. I talked tackle box not too long ago. He said it was like 180, 190. Because I'm 210, and he said that, you know, that he
okay.
would actually give me the back tire for the weight difference, which.
Okay, well, okay, he's 180, 190. Do you think it's a fair race with me on Black Caesar and tackle box on his bike? I'm weighing 142, and he weighing 180. Do you think that's a fair race, or I need to give up something?
Well, it's hard for me to say if it's a fair race or not. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, with 30 pounds, I would take a gamble on. I would take a gamble on 30 pounds. I wouldn't take a gamble on 60 or 70 pounds, but I would take a gamble on 30 pounds. Head up.
Okay.
30,
I mean, you
30,
know,
40 pounds, I would try that. But like I said, you know, 60, 70 pounds, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't do that.
Right. I mean, you know, I guess that new school racers, you know, which a lot of people call me new school, but the new school racers, they're more kickified than, you know, the old school. But old school, when I used to pull up as far as racing on the street, I didn't care who was on that motorcycle. I don't care if they had a 13-year-old boy on that motorcycle. It didn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, but see, it's easy for you to say that with you always being the size you are. So, I mean, you know, I mean, if I was always 100, because 9 times out of 10, when you went out there on the street, you was the size or smaller than everybody. So, of course, you can say that. But being somebody that's 200 pounds, I've been 200 pounds since I was 22, 23. That's just always been my natural weight.
Right,
So, me being racing since, I've been racing since 99, 2000. So,
right.
from that time, everybody that I've had to race, I've had to race smaller guys. You know, I'm in. Me and Chris Moore is in the same town. I'm in Greenville area with Chris Moore, and basically, you know, if I had to race anybody around here, I have to race him, with me being beside
okay.
him.
Okay.
And you know that's 60, 70 pounds, about 70 pounds difference. And,
right now.
Know,
now I'm gonna tell you something. Now, when I ran Chris Moore and Cecil. Chris Moore wouldn't tell me his name. I asked him his name. He said, nobody. He didn't want me to know who he was.
Yeah.
So when I looked at him, I didn't care what size he was. I didn't care. I believed in my machine and my mechanic. I didn't care. He could have told me that he won Outlaw so many years. It didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
You know, but you got some guys out there that want to get out of race any way possible. So they said, well, you weigh 90 pounds heavier than me, so... What? I don't want to race you.
Yeah, well,
you
know, I mean, because there's a lot of guys that build grudge bikes because of what everybody else doing. And, you know, that comes from a lot of the, you know, you got a lot of the new guys that wear a race, you got a lot of older guys wear a race, you got a lot of new guys that won't race, you got a lot of the new guys that won't race. I mean, it kind of go hand in hand with that. But
right.
it just comes from everybody has fast motorcycle nowadays. So, you know, you can pop up anywhere and at a place and not expect nobody to have a fast motorcycle, and they do. So, you know,
right.
It's kind of different from back in the day when, you know, you had two or three top motorcycles that basically had everybody covered by two or three tenths. So you seen them race all the time because the people that got out ran didn't have a clue how fast the bikes were. And now, you know, with the internet and YouTube and, I mean, you know, man, people make passes at the track all day, and by the time the end of the night is over with, rumors are spread how fast bikes are winning.
Right, exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? So I've not even been to the track, and I've heard in Maryland. I've heard how fast bikes supposed to win in Maryland this weekend. I didn't even go to Maryland. I was
getting
my shot working, so, you know.
Well, can I ask you a question, and I want your honest opinion.
Yeah.
Do you think Black Caesar is fast?
I actually think your bike is fast. You know, I'm not no hater. I'm not a hater at all, man, regardless of what all the people say about you. You know, I actually know your bike is fast. And I actually know Dan personal. So, I, you know, so Dan know me because I ran Outlaw with Dan back in, you know, long time ago. So, I mean,
okay, but you know, you told me a key thing a few minutes ago. You told me that you raced against Chris Moore. You knew how fast that 1,000 was that he raced against me.
Chris has some fast bikes, extremely fast bikes.
And you saw I made hamburger meat out of his whole racing camp at the Cup race. Anytime you can make Chris Moore give up, you done embarrassed him.
I don't think that race was, you know, and this is me personally. You know, I mean, I think Chris Bike is fast. I don't think that race was fair, and, you know.
Whoa. Now, you know what? I agree to everything that you said tonight.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, I know he came after you. But, maybe he had his reasons for thinking he could outrun you. I don't know, you know. But from me looking at your motorcycle, the time I've seen your motorcycle, I think your motorcycle is very fast. But, you know, a lot of people have their own judgments of, you know, of how fast a motorcycle is. I don't know no times, but your bike look, you know, I got an idea in my head how fast it is, but, you know, I don't know exact numbers.
Tell me, one thing about me, I don't really care. You tell me how fast you think it is.
I'm not going to say that over the line, man. I mean,
It don't matter to me because everybody knows you just guessing. So you tell me how fast you think it is.
I think your bike is a high 20 bike.
A high 20, 720?
Mm-hmm.
720.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I mean, but, you know.
Wow. You know what? I got to respect that. I got to respect because you do not know. You do not know. So I can't quote what you do not know.
Because you all hold that thought for a second. We done had two guys on hold for a while. So let me open their mics up and see what they got to say. 7208, your mic is open.
Yeah, is that my mic?
Yeah, that's your mic.
Okay. Yeah, well, weight definitely makes a difference. Math is math. You can't defeat math. Physical size, you can't defeat that either, especially when you talk about drag. It's just all math and geometry. But, you know, can somebody have a good package that could outdo somebody else with a heavier? Yeah, but, you know, yeah, all this talk, you know, whatever. I mean, I put it out there like this, like I put it out there time and time again. You know, first off, custom cuts bikes not even in the top 10 as far as fast bikes go. You know, and they can't keep that thing going. They try and jump a 1,000 with a GS, and then they got to hand it to them. Get that booster running. Get it right. Get your mechanic to put some money behind it. Get in the next lane. And when you meet my bottom number, you got to race because I'm washed up. I can't come late. Everything else.
First of all,
you can't beat me.
Who is you?
Custom Cuts knows exactly who's on the phone. He can get in the other lane as long as he meets my demand, get his mechanic right there with his DTM power, and try and match me. Put his booster in the lane next to my booster and try and match me.
Otherwise,
he needs to keep my name out of his mouth.
Wait, who is you?
Billy Bose.
Billy Bose, man, get out of here, man. You've been fired. You've been kicked to the curb.
I quit that deal, so you don't even know what you're talking about.
Hold on. Let me tell you something.
You listen to Dan too much.
No. You know what? I would tell you who told me. Now, all jokes aside, now, Philip, I'm not going to step on your toes tonight. I don't want no arguments from you. But you don't know what you're talking about. Wait, hold on now. Now, if you want me to get him on the phone, I will. I got a call from T.T. Jones' camp at the track. No lie. Say you was fired because you kept tearing up motors. You know, so you tell me I ain't never been on your race.
See, that just goes to show you what you don't know what you're talking about.
That just goes to show you that you don't know what you're doing. You play yourself
every time you put my name out your mouth when you won't race me.
Every time he puts his name out my mouth and won't race me,
he's playing himself.
Is it true that T.T. Jones put you off his ProMod motorcycle? Yes or no?
I stepped off it because I couldn't deal with that deal no more because it was going too
far.
Because they would
problem.
Not do what needed to be done. And everybody in ADR all knows it because everybody knew for four races prior to that I was unhappy because they wouldn't let me make the engines right. They wouldn't let me make the bike right. You know, I'm grateful to them for giving me the opportunity, but you know, if you're going to give me the opportunity, let me be in control of my fate. getting engines that were, when you put the engines in, they had smoke pouring out the breather. They had problems with them. They weren't putting them in right. They were messing the pins up when they put the connectors in. And it cut, it made the ignition cut. You got no idea what you're talking about.
Wait,
so I stepped away from that program.
Why you going to get mad at me when people calling me? People calling me, telling me, I've never been in one of your races, but I got on the internet.
Look,
and I looked at the races. I was seeing you getting treed.
But if you want to put it out your mouth, my name out your mouth, just get me out of lane and then show me, tree me. Why don't
you
tree me and outrun me with your DTM power?
Since you run your, I'm going to go ahead and shut your mouth for the night. Since you run your mouth, how much is it going to cost me to run you in Valdosta? And I count for all my other races. How much is it going to cost me to run you? Since you run your mouth.
You can run me in Rockingham because I will not be at this race on the
13th. Wait, why you on the phone? Why you on the phone right now? Get off the phone. We talking about Valdosta.
About grudge race. You talking about weight. You talking about all kind of stuff. And they were asking about what's going on, why grudge racing ain't happening.
Yeah.
And now I'm letting people know why grudge racing ain't happening because you don't want to race. You want to talk and put people's names out your mouth, but you don't want to race.
Okay, Billy, I'm here to say right now.
Race me in Rockingham.
At the Cup or inbound off the next week, I'll cover your little 10 grand pot.
Next week I'll be in Bahrain.
Man,
okay?
You know what? Well, why are we even talking then? Why are we even talking? You come to Georgia, you got that breed.
Look, lock it in for Rockingham. Rockingham is going to be a big race.
I'm not coming back up to North Carolina this year. The next time I come back up to North Carolina, I'm going to be climbing a mountain. It ain't going to be with no motorcycle. I'm going to get y'all twice. I ain't coming back up there. But you come down south, I'll cover that part.
Man, I'll be in the Middle East.
What race are you talking about at the Rock coming up this year? Is that
The My Rock, the final My Rock race.
There ain't nobody coming up there, man. It's going to be cold.
Listen, at the final My Rock race, anybody can get the other lane. Anybody can get the other lane.
Man, whatever, man.
Anybody can get the other lane at the final My Rock race. I'll be at the My Rock race with Elamine, and anybody. I'm not saying nobody, nothing. No, anybody got the other lane at the My Rock race. Anybody.
You know what, Billy? Since you wanna know who told me that, and since he told me it really don't matter, Doug called me. Doug called me and told me that.
Well, Doug don't know nothing. They call Doug Uncle Tom, man. Don't you know who Doug is?
Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. He called me.
Yeah,
from,
that's because Doug
from
don't
him.
Know what he's talking about. Doug likes to stir the pot, man. That's what his game is. He likes to stir the pot.
And they
do you want me to get Angie on the phone? Do I got to get Angie on the phone? Look, I'm talking about racing you, and you're trying to change the subject. You say I'm washed up, I can't do this, I got fired. Get your mechanic and you to put the money up, and I race you at the Cup as long as you lock the money in. I'll come to the Cup if you lock the money in.
Wait, you know what? You got to fit. We'll lock that money
in. No, don't just say it. I'll meet your mechanic, and we're due to cash. If they don't do the cash, we don't have a deal.
Wait, hold on. What you talking about? Don't just talk. You the one that's broke. Don't try to call my pocket. I already heard about you. You living off another man's pocket. When I lock in money, it's coming out my pocket.
All I hear is you backstepping and sidestepping. You know what? Money's money. Wherever it comes from, it doesn't matter. Money's money.
Because,
it's my money, somebody else's money, it doesn't matter. See, that's just like you try to say. You know what he told me in Rockingham? He told me in Rockingham, well, if you don't have a title to that bike with your name on it, I can't race you. This is what comes out of that man's mouth. He says all this stuff, then he says, well, I can't race you because you don't have a registration slip for that bike in your name, so I can't race it. I can't race you on that bike because it's not your bike.
Since you want to do that right there, why don't I go ahead and tell everybody how you call in my hometown trying to ask dudes that know me, what do Jerry do?
Man,
do
I don't
Jerry
call
do?
Your hometown.
Yeah.
I ain't even bothered with you.
Man, you'll call
all
me.
All I do is put it out there. Look.
Don't call nobody trying to ask or find out what I do. You come talk to me.
Does everybody hear this dude sidestepping? Does everybody hear him sidestepping?
No,
I'm trying to talk about racing him,
no.
And all he's doing is changing the subject.
He's the master of
smoke and mirrors changing the subject. I will lock in for Valdosta for the Cup.
Whatever,
I will lock
man,
in
whatever.
Valdosta for the Cup
you
with my own money. All right, I will meet Dan, and I will lock the money in with a neutral party, and then we can do it at the cup.
When do we need to lock this money in? When we need to lock this money in? You want to lock it in a week before the cup or in November? You want to lock it
in
last October?
We can lock it. Look, I can lock it in tomorrow.
Yeah, you can lock it in tomorrow?
That's right. I can lock it in tomorrow.
Ain't no problem.
And everybody and anybody that wants to race in Rockingham at the My Rock Finals, and Steve Earwood has made that track right, and everybody knows it. Anybody, I don't care what they got, you can get Dan with his DTM, any Busa, any 1K, any GS Outlaw he has. They got the other lane. Come to Rockingham, they got the other lane. You want to race me, you sit your ass on a Busa. Busa to Busa. Prove to me your mechanics better. Prove to me your ride's better. Prove to me you can cut a light. Put your money where your mouth is, or keep my name out your mouth.
Wait, hold on. First of all, if you ain't
listen, everybody just heard what I had to offer. You got my phone number past this. Ain't no sense sidestepping or taking anybody else's time up. You guys have a good night. We got the internet. You got my phone number. Everybody knows what I just said, and everybody knows my word's good. So y'all have a good night. Enjoy Valdosta while I'm in the middle of meeting the Bahrain.
You fired. Get off the phone line.
Guys, we got three more callers here. 3-3-6-5
Now that's
what I'm talking about.
Your mic is
open.
Let's get this thing
crossed. That joker fired. He on the phone trying to get his job back.
3-3-6-5 Your mic is open.
He put me coaching hands.
He fine, man. I got all kind of calls.
4 Your mic is open.
Wow.
Can I back
9-3-3-4 Your mic is open.
What's up?
2-6 What's going on?
What up, Chris? Did Marco Polo?
What's going on, Marco?
I can't call it. What up, Costa X?
Yo, I'm just trying. What's up, Polo? I'm just trying to take out the trash, man. I got some doggone trash on the line. I got it out the way. What's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. He sound like trash. He sound like it.
Man, that dude right there, man. I'm telling you, man. I got all kind of phone calls, man. That dude fired. But you know what? He got attitude of somebody being fired, though. Just think about it, huh? Yeah. But you know, let's go ahead and move on with the night. What's going on?
Yeah. Okay, Carl. Hey, I've been on for a minute, and I heard y'all talking about the weight deal, man. When it comes to them bikes, and I think you know Erica, she had a good point. Horsepower do cover them, but like me and my mechanic Huck, we went to Chilton County and we took 2-stop bikes. He's 240 pounds. I ain't nothing but 140. And we ran, he whooped me through the 8, but I caught him in the trap. So I think weight got a little bit to do with it. Not a lot, but a little bit. You know?
You gotta think every 5 pounds is 1 horsepower. So it boil down to math, but every 5 pounds is 1 horsepower. So negotiate.
You gotta take it to filler. Celebration to the 260 foot each other and all that kind of stuff. So
Thank you. Okay, if I get out there and I'm 140 and I can't drag the clutch as good as this 250 pound man, who gonna win the race?
Right.
So you really can't. The only way you're gonna do that is put it on the computer and let the computer figure it out. That's the only
right.
way.
Yeah, but cuff. What we're trying to compare is. Two bikes with two equal riders. I mean, of course, I would jump on a 140 pound rider that couldn't ride a motorcycle, having problems going down the track. I mean,
right.
even me being 200, of course, I mean being 200 pounds. But I'm not going to be quick to jump on you, Chris Moore, Ryan. You're not going to be quick to jump on these little guys with an equal.
Okay. Now you put it like that.
Size.
Yeah. Okay, you put it like that. Yeah, it makes sense now. Yeah, it makes sense like that. You know. I'm not going to show up, but you got, you know, like you said, I mean, I'm a small rider, so everybody who I jump on, really, you know, I really have to just be fat to really, you know, see where y'all coming from, really. But I'm not fat, so I'm just in, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we had
Yeah,
we had a slow year this year, so we ain't really been doing a lot of damage this year, but Hopefully some, you know, some things gonna turn around, and hopefully we get ready for Valdosta.
Right.
We definitely got to fight some friends.
I'm gonna try to make it down now. I can't make no promises. But I did come to Twigs, and I guess somebody had a rain cloud with them, so we didn't get a chance to get down.
Oh,
I ain't gonna call no names though, Erica.
Wow.
I think it's Chris. It's not me. It's Chris got a rain cloud.
Hey, Chris. When is your makeup date again? Cause we got about 13 miles from the track, man. And Scott Leonidas and them guy called us said it was raining. We turned around and we just ended up standing in Atlanta that night.
And I want to say probably the first month. I'm gonna shoot for the first month in December. With everything that's going on in October and maybe November, I'm gonna probably do something the first week in December. I'm probably gonna end up trying to do a bike and car. And the reason why with the car is I don't know what the temperature's gonna be, so I want to kind of have cars that kind of keep heat in the track as well. So
I got you.
I'm gonna try to say the first week in December.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to make one of your events every, you know, all year, man. We just, we've been so busy and then, you know, just trying to get everything together. We hadn't had a chance to, you know, really get there.
Oh, yeah, I do understand, man. I definitely do understand.
Oh, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask a question? Is the guy on there that weighs like 200 or something pounds, is he still on?
What you got? You talking about me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, I'm Frank.
Frank, let me ask you something now. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being real sincere about this, but I always want to know, how does it feel to be 210 pounds? I never got that heavy before. How does it feel?
How does it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel? I mean, is it like a massive weight on your back or what?
Nah, man, I don't have too much body fat, so you know what I'm saying? I'm just me. You feel me?
Okay. Well,
I tell you what's a good feeling though, because one of 200 plus pound rider can out ride a 100 some pound or either go across the tracks and turn the wind light on. And that's a good feeling.
Watch out, Chris. You sound like Billy Bowl.
I'm just telling you the truth, man. I like to see a big guy move up on a little guy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think I do pretty good for a big, you know, for a big rider, but you know.
Well,
I said not all 220 pound riders are called fit. They're just big. I mean, some of them are just tall, some of them are thick, some of them are fit, but they're not all fat.
I ain't never been no 140 pounds either, so how I feel to be 140?
I'm gonna tell you when I wake up in the morning, I can just slide right out of bed, and I can walk around so free, almost like an angel. Almost like an angel just walking around the house. I mean, it feels real good.
I do got a question for you, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if weight don't matter, though, why you lose weight then?
Right.
Because, you know what? Now, this ain't got nothing to do with racing. Now, I'm going to get real technical with you, brother. The reason why, because when I walk past a woman, I want her to turn around and look at me.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me tell you something. When you go to the mall or when you go out to eat, if a woman don't turn around and look at you, boy, you need to lose some weight.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've been married for about 14 years, so I guess I don't know what that feels like.
Well, you know what? I understand what you're talking about, but everybody got somebody looking at them now.
Yeah, I feel you.
Everything perfect for you?
Hey,
it feel good to be 140.
Hey, well, I understand your concept of it, but
no, I'm good. No, I got
birthday
cake.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What kind of cake you get?
I haven't even.
What's your favorite?
I like chocolate.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, you can't go wrong with your
kids.
I know,
though.
They have the best
taste. Yes, ever. Hey, man, what's going on? Sound like somebody making a deal.
Yeah, man.
We got Primo callers, man. We're going to go on. We've been on hold for a while. 2640, your mic is on mute.
Hey, man, I can't hear, man.
2640, your mic is unmuted. Okay, 3494, your mic is unmuted.
What's up, everybody? What up, Pastor Matt? What up, Miss S? What up, Chris?
Hello. What's up, what's going on?
What up, Marco?
What up? Who
this? It's Mr. 750.
What up, boy?
Man,
can you hear us, man?
Hello.
What up?
Man, I just talked to you, boy.
Man,
what we got going on tonight, man? I've been listening, man. I got the lighter fluid if you got the matches.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, I can't call it. What's going on with you?
I can't call it.
Go
ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Oh, I can't call it.
You know what it
is,
huh, bro?
Oh, yeah, I got your voice, man.
Huh?
I believe I have your. Let's make sure here. Just keep talking and then pick up.
Okay, I got you.
Hey, what's been going on?
Oh, I just had my final back surgery, man.
Okay.
So I'm down to 150-something, so believe you me, Griffin, all them boys who said they're going to be scared to run a little Richard on the bike, you tell them they're going to show up to see me this year coming up.
Okay.
You make sure you pass them words on for me, yeah?
We may have to sneak you around here before this year's up. And just pop up on a few people. We may just have to let you pop up on a few people.
I just had my back surgery done last Monday.
Right. So you going to be down for another, what, month or two?
I'm going to be down long enough till when the next season opens up, I'm going to be ready to cut loose on some ass.
Okay, I got you.
And believe one thing, they ain't seen purple rain until they see that bitch dropping raindrops. And when I come, she going to drop raindrops, too. You heard it?
I heard it.
So that goes for all of them that's been out there talking all that shit.
What's going on, Purple Rain? Don't lay on your back,
huh?
This is Custom X.
What's up with your Custom Triple X?
Yes. Well, I thought you was on the painkillers there, brother. Custom X.
Well, look, I am on the painkiller, Lord Cal, and goddamn guys.
What? You okay? You sound kind of muffled over there, my brother.
Huh?
You sound kind of muffled, like you're talking up under a truck or something. You okay?
No, I'm not up under a truck. I'm inside of my fire wire, the pipe right now. Hold on, let me come out of that pipe right quick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now you hear me now?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Ain't no hired jock. We don't need no hired jock, even though he's still available, but I'm going to be the jock.
Okay. Now.
So you tell him all them words.
What's that?
What's up with your custom cuts, man?
No, nothing much. I'm just trying to, you know, do my thing over here, you know, Georgia style.
So that's all y'all going to be in town by, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try my best to make it out there. I'm going to be out there.
Well, I don't care if you have to come in
that house, huh?
I don't care if you have to come in an ambulance. Just come, and I'll push you to the start line and tilt your bed up. You can watch me go down the track and whoop some tail.
Hey, man, I have no problem with that, man. Maybe I might be able to give him a little lining at the same time.
How y'all say it over there? How you do that there? We can do it.
How you do that there? You ever hear me?
That's what I'm talking about. Bro.
Guys, look, we got one more caller. We're going to go on and open this mic. We got one more caller here for a second. Let me open this mic and see what he has. 0353. Your mic is open.
Hey, Custom Cut.
What's going on? Who am I talking with?
It's Leo, baby.
Mr. Leo. What's going on, my friend?
What you want to do, buddy?
The only thing I told you, we don't
need no comedy show. You're trying to be the funniest man, not the bestest man.
You know what? Since you're from Georgia, and I don't like...
Don't start all that.
No, listen, my brother. We already talked about this race through the quarter mile.
I just gave you an eighth and a quarter mile race. I'm all bold. Come on and get it.
Hey, Scott, don't do that to him, man.
What you mean, don't do that to him?
I want him to stop all this talking and go do it.
Okay, Scott, what you talking about doing? You talking about Leonidas through the quarter?
Eighth and quarter. You got a nitrous bite? Come on, don't be scared of no boots.
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about. What you talking about, the eighth and quarter? I'm only running quarter miles.
You got to go to the eighth first, so we're going to bet both ways.
You know what, Scott? If you want to come on with all this riff-raff, you need to call Billy Brown.
You're trying to be the funniest guy. You're trying to be the funniest guy, not the
fact. Oh, no. I'm never that.
Come on now. You done sold your bike. You done bought it back. You done went and got it fixed. Now you can't get out this ass because we can do this at Reynolds on Friday night. Ain't nobody got to see this.
Well, actually, anytime I get to raping somebody, I want a crowd to be there.
No, but you ain't rate nobody. Chris Moore on a little 1,000. Come on, get with some of these big bikes. The real ones.
What are you talking about? Let me ask you a question. ACP, since I beat them, have you seen them out? Mr. Marcus, you have not seen them out.
But look. We talking about, come on, get with these big boys now.
You the big dog.
No,
you the
I'm
big
talking
dog.
About the big No, I'm one of the little ones, but just come and get it. I got a motorbike. You got a nitrous bike. Let's get it.
I'm
trying to be the comedian of the year.
No, hold on. First of all, hold on. I took offense to that. My plate is full for that also. I got two races. That's all I can put on my plate for as far as right now. But if one of those back out, I will come and somebody else that step up to the plate.
Well, just check me on one of them test passes you doing.
I don't know why you call into the radio show.
No,
I
put it on the internet, too. Just get me one of them. It may not be, but you can come and get some.
Everybody want custom eggs. Why me?
No.
Why me?
Hey, we want you to stop talking.
Well, if you want me to stop talking, then you got to come on my level. Hold on. On the radio station right now, I'll race you quarter mile, one race, and we can lock it in.
Okay, well, let me go and throw that nitrous on my bike. We can get there.
Well, you know what? Let's lock it in now. I don't care what you throw on your motorcycle.
Let me go and put a little nitrous on Leo and see if we can get that.
Okay, well, let me know. But I'm not going to put two bets on one race through the eighth and through the quarter. We run a quarter mile.
How much you want to run for?
I don't put numbers out there.
Just say 2, 3, 1, 15.
Okay,
10.
Now look. How many championships the Lakers got?
Man, we ain't talking about all this trying to be funny. Come on, that's right.
I ain't trying to be funny.
Trying to have no riddles and all that. No, we trying to get a raise. We already got
five,
raise. We got, Okay, we're going to bet five. We're going to bet 25 today, 25 to the quarter.
No,
now you got five.
No.
Now that's
heck
five.
No. No, you know what? See, that's why I don't even like talking to you about racing, because you don't know how to do math.
No.
I just told you one race through the quarter. One race through the freaking quarter, and you can't get
you
that
said,
right.
Say you said. I bet Eric
gets
the one around me in the A.
You know, I
bet headbuster around me today.
That's him. You talking to
that's
black
1,000. Why are you scared of headbuster?
What you mean, why I'm scared of headbuster?
Yeah, man, you talking and stuff. I ain't got nothing to get to number. It's time to raise, huh, man? Stop all that. Don't be coming to the track bringing GSs and all that, trying to throw them off. Getting on, man, don't say your bike sold this time.
Scott. Well...
But come on, man. I mean, I'm serious. Let's go on and get the people a show. You got you running good.
Quarter mile,
man,
one race.
Cut. You got Dan the man. He know how to make it go in the A. Come on. What you scared of that motorbike in the A? You scared of that motorbike?
No. The race was a month ago.
You scared of that motorbike, but see, you didn't lock it in a month ago. We talking about a month ago. We talking about now.
You know what?
It wasn't locked back then. Come on, you wouldn't even come to the track. Are you talking about you being threatened? You were going to go to, you were threatened then. You had to go all the way out there to Mississippi, and you went right past the track. Little sea, little rain.
Think y'all get rained out?
I know, but you said you were scared.
Man, come on.
Somebody was going to hurt you at your hometown.
Taylor, I got a death threat. Come on, man.
Well, you got a death threat now. If you come to Valdosta, you got a death threat. We're going to kill Caesar.
Okay, well, we're going to see. We actually
going to
see that.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Okay, we'll see. See, it's best talking to you.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to be there?
Man, I can step out my back door and be on the track. What you talking about?
No, I ain't talking about if you can. I'm talking about now. Are you going to be there on the 13th?
I got locked in money. I got to be there. So why can't we talk about this at the track? I'm not going to lock in 5 or 6 races like I'm the only racer out there. Why can't somebody have to me?
I got two races locked in. I'm running Runt's Head up, eighth or quarter. I'm running Cocaine, 8th Mile. I already got them races locked in. I mean, I got a motorbike. I can do more than 2 races.
That's what you say, Scott.
They locked in. Cocaine locked in. Runt's locked in.
Cool. You might as well go ahead and get the money for Cocaine.
I'm trying to get your boy Willie Brown to lock in. He won't lock nothing up. I'm trying to get him to lock in.
If you know Willie, you know ain't no money running out of that camp. So
he got money.
I ain't say him. I said the camp. Ain't no money running out of that camp. But let me get Lil C was supposed to call in tonight to officially lock in his race. Tackleball was supposed to call in. Ain't nobody locked in, so I'm giving them the time this show go off. If they
don't
call,
don't do it like that. Don't do it like
well,
that.
Let me open
that's how you duck out of race.
Waiting
to
so let me unlock
that Lil C
right
there.
Lil C
right there.
He better be on. He better be on.
0726. Your mic is open.
I guess that one.
Six, mic is open.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Chris, Scott, Cousin Cut, man, I'm going to go ahead and get off and let y'all boy keep doing what y'all doing, man. I know some people trying to probably get on the line, so. But, hey, Scott, I'll call you tomorrow anyway.
Okay, man.
All right. 2315, your mic is open.
That was Lil C, all right. they got into 10 o'clock to call me. If they don't call me, then Scott, you know what? I will run you. If they don't call me, because now I'm not playing about that off. So I want to come down there and race. If not, I'm going to work.
Okay, 0364, your mic is open.
Wow. Wow. I need to get out of this grudge game because Jokers are retiring on the phone. Man.
2315, your mic is open.
Can't believe this. Wow. I get some bad
grudge. 26, your mic is open. Okay, we're going to try one more time. 0364. Your mic is open.
Thank
you. Okay, that may be happening. 0364, your mic is open. Okay. So, because, well, that's what? 2, 3, 4, that's 5, 6 races there, man.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, let's try one more time. 0726. No luck.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Hey, Custom Cut. Sir.
Hey.
Yeah.
Custom Cut.
Yeah, sir.
You there, Lil C?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead and lock in with the clown.
Okay. All right. Well, stay in lock in.
Okay. Well,
stay in lock in. But remember, hold on. Remember this, man. Remember this. We ain't print
no ticket. But you can't hide.
We ain't print no ticket.
Say what now? I can't understand you. What'd you say?
So we all agree to the same thing from the first race. We ain't print no tickets.
Yeah, okay. I mean, whatever you want to do, little buddy.
Okay.
You know, the race is locked in, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. You know the minimum we got to have, and you know what the lock in is going to be. So,
yeah, I mean,
no change.
That's fine.
Okay, now why don't you get off the phone with that clown that called you because he don't want to race me through the quarter.
Custom clown. You said that Lil C didn't call in, so I put him on.
You know what, Scott, for you it's Custom Cut, okay? You don't even get the privilege to call me Custom Mix, okay? It's Custom Cut to you, okay?
It's CC, Custom Clown.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
But anyway, now you got that raise, let's get this other one off. What's up?
Quarter mile. I'm only doing a quarter mile.
Then you want to go back and re-niggle.
Wow. Wow, I got to be a re-nigger.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You already got two races. Why you want me? Why you want me?
I just want to make sure that you can't run. I live in your state.
Yeah, I hear you. You think you're a big dog.
I come and sit at your hair salon and wait on you.
I got a barber shop. I ain't got no hair salon, man.
Oh, well. I got a
thriving barber shop. Thriving.
That's cool.
Unlike you, you got a bald head, so it's no use for you around my barbershop. I can't make no money off of you. What's a five? You know what? You ain't done but a $5
hey,
go-to, bro.
Hey, Cousin Cut. I pay my barber $20 every time. Hey, Cousin Cut, my barber get $20 every time.
You ain't done but a $5 goatee, brother. Yeah, I ain't got no use to you. Use for you, okay?
That's fine. Well, I tell
take
you what, you're going to be cutting a lot of hair between now and next 2 weeks. So you're going to need all that money.
Take your $5 goatee and stay at home.
Hey, you're going to need all that money. So you need to be cutting hair. Let me sing you some. Because you're going to be working for us.
Yeah, if you only knew.
Me and Lil C.
Yeah.
We're going to have you on the pole dancing.
I guess. Hold on. Y'all going to have me on the pole dancing?
That's right. So we just all going to run it up in you, buddy.
I don't even acknowledge that kind of talk. But anyway.
That's all right. That's all right. Custom Cut, Caesar, all that.
Okay, well, whatever you know. You can take me for a stripper if you want to.
No, we just want, that's what you're going to be doing, stripping.
Okay, well, I strip that money out your pocket. And I'm going to tell you, I do ride with a marker. So I'm going to hold it up at the L and I'm going to mark it. And if I don't see no strike, you better run.
That's all right.
You
better
run.
We put eyes on the light. We don't use the markers no more.
If I don't see a reflection, you better run.
But anyway, Lil C, you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Lil C got here locked in now. I'm waiting on me and you. 8 mile, let's get it.
No, man, I'm not running. I'm running quarter mile. We had a quarter mile track. I'm running quarter mile.
Your legs
run
both, man.
I'm not running both. 25 through the quarter. My mechanic told me to run a quarter mile next weekend, and that's what I'm running.
You gotta go past the eighth anyway.
You know what, man? I'm not, man. Whatever.
Man, I got a motorbike. That's fair. That's a fair way.
I hear you.
Or give me the back tire and let me up out of here. Then we'll go to quarter.
Come on, now you sound like a stripper. Now you sound like a prostitute. You're begging.
Let's go back to the original prostitute. I'll run you through the eighth and the quarter.
No, I'm running you the quarter mile, Leonidas.
You know what I'm saying? This is not Burger King. You can't have it your way, buddy.
Okay, well, whatever. You prostitute.
Okay. All right. You way off that chick.
Yeah. Oh, well, where my chick at then?
You got to earn it.
You know what, man? Y'all some clowns, man. You know what? I gave Atlanta much more respect, but y'all embarrassing Georgia. How about do this for me? Why don't you match Ian on your phone and go to sleep? Okay?
Why don't you go to the comedy club? Check this out, man. But anyway, Lil C, I just wanted to get you on there. Lil C, he's serious about here. He got it locked.
Man, Lil C's scared.
Nah, because I'm in the car.
So
I really don't want to. If I take my phone on mute, I really don't want to hear no kids talking in the background.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, you know what? Right now, you got to hear my mouth. Lil C, you scared of me. You scared to race me. You were scared at the beginning of the year. That's why you paid me that lock in. And boy, if you get down there next week and you don't run me, I'm going to put you all over the internet. I'm going to put you all over the internet, buddy. I'm going to make you retire.
Man.
You and your little bald head going to retire.
Trust me. Like I told you, I'll run you with that bike and then I'll turn around and run you with the hand clutch bike. You ain't nothing.
And then I'm gonna make you like being mechanic.
Get in the back tire, Lucy.
Hold on. I bet he won't.
You like that car? I told you were well, pal.
You doggone right.
You love somebody to give you something. You don't give up my ass with them.
You doggone right. I need all the steps I can get.
Yeah. Anyway, man, I'm about to get off this thing. Look, see, I just wanted to get you in there for this.
Okay.
Now we know everybody here. He locked. And he can't get away.
But I want him to understand, like I said, we not bring no tickets, so don't come here with it.
Look, gentlemen, it was nice talking to you.
All right.
I'm going to get out of here.
We'll talk to y'all a little later. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Somebody is taking care of this, man.
What'd you say, Chris?
So it looks like everybody's taking jabs at you tonight, man. They on your heart.
Well, yeah, you know, that's expected. I mean, you know, they take jabs at Obama. They probably taking jabs at him right now on that debate. But, you know, I got to do what I got to do. I got to stand strong and come through in the clutch. That's it. You know, end the year right.
Should be some good racing next weekend.
I really think it's going to be some excellent racing because it's like a new year for me because I'm coming out fresh.
got the fresh parts, you know, mechanic, really thriving on whatever he do. He called me today. He gave me the thumbs up. We ready. You know, we ready. We DTM coming.
Miss Erica, are you still out there? Okay. Man. Well, like, you're going to have to get an early start, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Everybody's off. Erica's not on.
Yeah, she's on. Let's see if I can get her on. Yeah, everybody's still on.
Yeah, Scott. You know, I'm gonna say Scott really showed his true colors tonight. He's got one of the fastest motorbikes out there, and he challenged me to a head-up race through the quarter. But now he's backtracking, talking about the eighth mile. I'm not a fool. Every race that I do in Valdosta next week is going to be the quarter mile head up, no matter what. You know, it's going to be head up. I'm not racing an eighth of a mile. I'm racing quarter mile. So I want to let all my fans out there know that's listening right now, Custom X is not scared of Leonidas. It's just that the quarter mile is the best race between those two bikes. And I want to do the quarter. He want to do the eighth and the quarter. I'm not willing to do that. I'm willing to do the quarter. But I'm not backing down. I just want to do the quarter mile. All my fans, just know that we coming strong. I hope you show up. And if not, just check the internet out. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of updates on every little pass I make. And hopefully we can bring it home. A little custom cut.
We got callers trying to get in. You all bear with me for a second. I'm trying to get these callers in. Try back here again. 0364. Your mic is unmuted. So you said Dan will be at the track, though.
Yeah, Dan, he's coming down Friday. We're going to do some private testing at another track Friday night. And he will be down. He will be down. He's bringing a whole ADR setup, ADRL setup, and we're going to be ready. We're actually going to be ready for this one. Caesar will be in the house, along with... Now, I didn't want to let this out the bag, but along with the Black Outlaw that I was riding in North Carolina, it would be there too. So we did some changes to that, and it should be ready too. But we're going to fight with Caesar first.
Okay.
Yeah, no matter what people heard tonight, Billy Vole is getting on here saying this and saying that. He's scurrying off the phone. I'll let everybody know how weak he is as far as a rider and a grudge racer. You know, staying on the phone, defending himself was the best medicine for me. But he didn't do that. He got off the phone. So, as my mechanic told me about Billy Vole, he told me, you know, firing of Billy Vole did something to him, and he showed y'all tonight that it really took something out of him to get on here and really tell me what he had to tell me tonight. He couldn't even stay on here and defend himself. Billy, if you're listening, which I know you are, get on here and defend yourself because you're looking bad. You washed up. You're almost 50 years old, and right now, I think retirement is in the picture for you, buddy. Retirement, buddy. You need to retire.
So anybody else in your camp, let's see, we may have this, let's keep acting as we're talking. I'm working on the board, too, so you all excuse me. I'm trying to get these lines. Like I said, we got three callers here waiting to We're having a little technical difficulty tonight. To any of those guys that was on earlier talking, Papa Doc, are you still on? Marco, are you still on? Mr. 750?
JC, you on? JC?
Yeah, I'm here. You know I'm always here, baby.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Scott, he said he had to get off. Chris, is the boards lit up, or are they just listening, or what?
Yeah, they're listening, but at the same time, we got several guys trying to get through it. The lines may be tied up, but I'm trying to work as we go into the program, too.
Let's just make something just be known. We ain't trying to scare nobody. We want everybody to call in and say something. You know what I'm saying? We having fun. We're coming down to Valdosta next week. We're going to do our thing. We're going to bust some heads and we're going to win some money. And we're going to do our dance. That's all we're going to do. So if y'all afraid of that, man, come on, man. Come on. We're just having fun with grudge racing. That's all we're doing. So, hey, y'all come on. Don't be scared. Hey, let's have some fun. Let's pop some bottles, too. So, let's do this.
And the thing about this, I'm going to tell you, to everybody that we beat, we got a free bottle of Ciroc for you.
That's right.
You know, right. If we beat you next week, we will give you a free bottle of Ciroc or whatever you drink. I don't know if you drink Jack Daniels or whatever. I mean, Tackle Box, you're going to probably drink some country liquor. But anyway, we have that for you too. So we got a free bottle. So you will leave with a parting gift. Regardless, you may not leave with your money, but you're going to leave with something. And, Lil' C, I appreciate you calling in. Well, Scott, getting you to call in. I know you're listening. You said you were in the truck with your kids, but make sure you come with your A-game, buddy. Because if anything go on less than that, you're going to have an ill dog. And you know what that means. You don't want to lose the custom eggs at the end of the year because it won't be pretty. Because I'm going to rag you throughout Christmas, throughout January, until the first cup race of 2013.
Okay, we may have zero. Well, no, we don't. I thought we had a line open. Does anyone know what time the gates and stuff are supposed to open?
10 o'clock. The gates are open at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And racing starts at 12?
Now that's one thing I do not know. I don't want to lie. But I know the gates are open at 10 o'clock. I don't know what time the racing is going to start, but I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be around 12 or 1. If the gate's opening at 10, I'm pretty sure they ain't going to let you sit there at 5 o'clock.
And there's one thing I don't want. We ain't got to wait all day to race. It's cool now, so when we get to the trike, if you got to do a shakedown, go ahead and do your shakedown, and let's get ready to pull up, baby.
Yeah,
We ain't trying to wait to 1 o'clock to run now. We ain't trying to do that.
I talked to Lil' C today, and he told me for sure they're going to do it before the sun go down. Now, I don't know if the sun is touching the top of the trees or the bottom of the trees, but he assured me that the sun will still be up when he get ready to race us. So, Lil' C, I'm holding to your word. Hopefully, you won't be blind on that day, and you'll know when the sun go down or still be up. So, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, that Cecil, I know that track better than anybody that's going to be there. And pick the lane, wrong lane if you want to. Just know that Custom X know where the sweet spot at.
Sound like a plan.
Yeah. They can act like they ain't listening tonight. But I know who I got to race and who I got money locked in with. I talked to Taco Boss tonight. He told me he was going to call in. I locked his race in. He hasn't called in. So Speedy or whoever else want to race me, alternate in place. Alternate in place. If you call on this line right now tonight, you got to race for me if you want to lock in. So I'm giving you at least 15 minutes to call in right now to lock a race in with me since Taco Boss ain't called in. And he gave me his word he was going to call in and lock in. Lil' C, Lil' Can't Get Right, call me and lock in his race. That's Water on the Bridge. I need one more race on the card for next week. Can somebody call in?
I think the line will be trying to put them to call in. Moment here. Let's see if we can open up another line. So we may not have to. They may just have to call you directly to your phone.
That'll work.
But I think Tackle Box may be just tied up working on their bikes and stuff for tonight.
Last week, everybody had so much to say. Now it's a week before the race, so nobody want to call and say nothing now. Nobody.
Well, I'm sure the radio's going to really be rough next week, a couple of days before the race, so.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it, Chris, I'm not even going to call in next week. I'm going to sit back and listen. And I just want to see. Huh?
You're going to call in. You know the curiosity is going to kill you, man.
One thing about it, Chris, I'm not a fiend to this. I can sit back and listen. I may have put duct tape over my mouth and put tape around my hands, but I'm going to listen. And I still haven't forgot about what you said about the four-wheelers now. You know, we got a lot of them down this way.
Oh, yeah.
You said you coming out next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my definite. I'm planning on hitting the road. That's one thing about me, I will race.
So if you see a 120-pound dude sitting across from you, will you race him?
Oh, I've been already racing those guys. I'm really in my hometown, so I don't let those guys get me.
The answer to your question that you posed tonight was that it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
No, I'm not going to talk about nobody waiting. I just like to race.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Is Erica still on or she got off?
Yeah, Erica is on, but I'm thinking the lines are kind of screwed up tonight. So I'm going to, let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Guys, we're going to pause here for a second. I'm going to go through a little commercial break. Meantime, I'm going to try to work on this system. So I'm going to just pause here for a brief moment, and we'll resume in about 5 minutes.
All righty.
Yeah.
Yo. Dave.
No, we don't see that, man. You're on the air.
Yeah, this thing, it won't even let me out. Yeah, I think the lines are locked up tonight, guys. We just going to have to make it do with who all we have on the phone. There's several people trying to talk, and I can't pass them through. Let me try one more here. Nope, it's not going to do it. Right, so, cousin, what your plans for is next year? You going to a different bike man setup, or you just want to come out with Black Seas again?
No, I'm gonna do some after the Cup race. I'm gonna send it back up to Carolina, and we're gonna revamp the whole setup of the bike. And I'm gonna tell you something, Chris. Really, for next year, everybody keep talking about all custom cuts getting paid to do this race and that race, but next year. Man, it's got to be some changes. I really need to take that in consideration because, I mean, I really didn't make no money this year as far as traveling. I mean, if I'm going to promote a race and do a race, yeah. I need to get something off of that. I need to get something.